if we are a beginner and we want to begin associating with savings or the investment options, what are the couple of things that we can, as tips or as cautions, that we can consider before investing?
I think the first step would be to really understand yourself first, and to, you know, have an awareness around what you really feel about money, right? Because at the end of the day, I look at it as just like, you know, having good health or, you know, having good relationships. There's all some kind of energy associated with things, right? And money also is a form of energy. So if you are not at peace with it, it's not going to flow to you. You know, it's really as philosophical as it can sound. So I think it's important to resolve those issues and, you know, sort of build an awareness around why you feel a certain way towards money. That's definitely step one. Step two would be to educate yourself, because we don't have it as part of our curriculum in schools or colleges and all that, which is ironic in a way that we spend at least 15 years of our life, you know, as part of the conventional education system to be able to earn for the next 30 years, 40 years. Right. And yet we're not really taught money. So it's it's very ironic. But I think the good part about that is there is not much to unlearn. It's a clean slate, and, you know, you can start off from scratch, and so I think that's a positive way to look at it. And third is to just you know, try it for yourself with smaller quantities and see how it goes for you, right? Like, if you feel that this is something that I'm not able to find a rhythm in, or, you know, I prefer to do alternate investments, or if you're someone who arrives at a conclusion that, you know, I'm more of a passive player in this one, I'm going to let an expert manage these things for you, then that's also great, right? Because we don't have to be good at everything in life. So it's totally okay. But, you know, build an awareness around what is, you know, what is the sentiment that you have around investing. So I think if you can follow these three steps and attend sessions like the ones that you you guys are arranging as part of your financial education program, I think it's great, because, you know, now there is no dearth of knowledge. It's just the motivation to sort of, you know, get yourself to sign up for these courses that really will make a difference. So, yeah, that's all I had to say.
Thanks. Thanks, Swati. It was an amazing conversation. I think at least if we are not financially literate, at least we are on that path to be more aware. And the three points that I loved about that has come out as the consolidation, that we need to be mindful of our personality and how can we make that balance of understanding what it associates. That is one. And second, we need to have self-education, because we do not have our school curriculum associating with that kind of financial education with us. And the third is, if we are educated now, let's start experimenting it with small quantities. If a large quantity is a riskier option for all of us, let us individually begin breaking the myths that are associated with money and become aware. So thank you, Swati, for putting so much information and insight. And we hope to stay connected with you in our series of financial inclusion and financial freedom.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I hope the audience can really, you know, benefit from these conversations, because it's always mind over matters, right? So mind is the first thing that needs to be addressed.
Yes.
So, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Swati.